Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jungle lords listening right now.
Bringing Duggars where I go, was painting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Duggars where I go, was painting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches in the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correction. My shit's raw, no protection. This KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We be going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Then I see his girls, I start with this. Cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing guns, chopping something. Turn up on me, doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness and witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked bridges, no protection, how the fuck. We be living here at the top of the deep end with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we fake in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consume it on them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Regular ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you're hating, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing Duggars where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinking of your dick. We're twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing Duggars where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches in the zombies thinking of your dick. We're twisting in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Boom, yo, good motherfuckers. Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Tavik. Co-host Ghetto G will join us very shortly. And man, yo, if you were not here last night, shit, you missed out. And if you get, I mean, in case you wonder what I'm talking about, we had the one and only Whitney Payton up on here last night. Of course, it was a true honor. So shout out and definitely another thank you to her for doing the interview with us. Of course, she's always welcome up on here. By the way, make sure y'all get your copies on the Brink, her debut album coming out January 31st. Pre-sales will be available soon. As she said, maybe in about a couple days. But we just need to get this shit off. This is just me. And here we go, Kid Crazy. The voices made me do it.
There's always voices in my motherfucking head. They keep screaming at me while I'm sleeping in my bed. They want me to murder, they won't let me be. The only way they'll stop is to go on a murder spree. I broke into a house and I emptied out a mag. I packed the remains up in a garbage bag. Put it in my car, wrapped in a white sheet with blood leaking through and spilling on my back seat. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, now my life's been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. I washed up with God blood on my hands. Driving through town thinking of an escape plan. I need to ditch the body, I gotta hang tight. Once I dump the body in the grave it'll be alright. Now I'm in the woods and I'm digging a fucking hole. Nobody knows I'm the reason for the death toll. If I get caught, I'ma be in deep shit. But it's not my fault, the fucking voices made me do it. The voices made me do it, not my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, not my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, not my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, not my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. What do? I gotta skip town. I'm so fucking nervous, I can feel my heart pound. I need to leave town and find another place, so I don't catch a fucking murder case. I just shot the one in the motherfucking face. I need to disappear without a motherfucking trace. This is what happens when I lose control. If you're in my way, then you'll end up in a hole. The voices made me do it, not my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, not my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, not my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music. The voices made me do it, not my life been ruined. I told you I was crazy, you can blame it on my music.
Alright, y'all, up next, King Spade, follow the leader.
Day. But who's to blame for that catastrophe? If his name is Bin Laden, why the fuck is he free? How come we haven't brought the real villain to court? Send his ass up the river with no sign of remorse. Because an eye for an eye is real easy to say. I'll tell you how I really felt about that bitch on that 11th day of September. It's hard to remember, but I remember all the troops that were sent to Iraq after Saddam Hussein. Should have been hunting down the ones who crashed some planes into the NYC skyline. But we said now we're in worse shape.
By the neck, we gonna wave these flesh shit. No time to stall, just the USA. We gonna rap these raps until the day we all fall, till the day we all fall.
Ghetto was here, then he left us. What do you say we go a little smoke break? Let's see if we can find it up on here. Here we go.
If you smoke, then say it.
And we are back. Now, you know, I gotta say, I don't know what it is with the WWE. They really love blowing things out of proportion, don't they? Like, come on. Like, fucking, the whole shit with Zeb culture is just, it's just fucking ridiculous. Oh, bud. Like, it really is ridiculous. Can't believe how stupid it was. But hey, it's, I guess, whatever. But we stick with some riders, Carjack.
Think for all ages, you're a broken lot violation. I'm the reason they make 12 gauges. I'm in season and you're outdated. Most hated at your neighborhood watch me, then I'm not playing. Ready, get ready for the machete. Your rhymes staying up, laying them down, running these pockets like I'm in them. Blazing like a 4-5, leaking, leaking like an oil line.
You hear that? My feet is bumping, and you sitting on something? Believe it, I'm dumping. Let's get the fuck out so I can jump in. Peel off, you mad? Double fist bumping. It's bullet, quick to pull it. Push your whole wig back into a mullet. I carjack, only if you are whack, Mac. If you live, don't expect to get your car back.
Run until you wear a red light, all black hoodie on. Pull the heater from my waist, then knock on your window corn. This is the Jack Loon, leave your purse where it's at. Get up out the fucking ride, turn around and don't look back. You're just a victim of my everyday routine. The way I make a living from the weakness of a human being. Touch at the city streets, so I could earn my keep. I do it any way I can to stay up on my feet.
There ain't no whip and a buzz about it. If you're sitting out what I like, you coming out it. I'm only gonna tell you once, don't make me shout it. Or you gon' make it blast some wild out shit. Ain't no 911 gon' sing you. I'll send you back to that man that made you. You best not get in the way of my payday. Your life or your ride ain't shit to me.
Hey. Put a bomb from the dark, two worlds collide. Put the shawty to the window on the passenger side. Better hop up out the seat because your shit is mine. Now that's what the fuck I call a passionate crime. Because the whip is my passion, that's your scully. I be blasting you with so much ammunition. Make your seatbelt, I'm fastening and I'm ride off. That's what a rider do. Now your only way home is the rubber on your tennis shoes.
Green turns to yellow, that light turns red. I'm out the back seat with the Mossberg to the head. Don't hit the gas, they hearing what you said. Put this shit on unless you wanna wear the lead. And I don't want your brains all over my interior. Yeah, I said mine, could I be any clearer? Get the fuck out. Leave it running with the keys and it kick rocks. It's over in a minute, you been caught, yeah.
Yeah, motor running, I'm throwing you to the asphalt. Shut the fuck up, crying, stomping you to the sidewalk. Jumping the driver's seat, gas pedal through the floor. Raw knuckle rain, grip the steering wheel, slam the door. 100 miles an hour as I rip up the street. In the black SUV, car jack, broken glass in the front seat. No seat belt, loaded gun on my lap. So I let a few clap at the police in the back. Back, back!
And we are back. And know, I'll wait till next week for that one. But, let's see. What to give y'all next? Yeah, my bad. I'm kind of up on twistedshop.com. Where the fuck that video at? There we go. Alright, let's see what can we play for y'all next. How about Monoxide Child with a slut?
I'm a slut. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore. I'm a slut. I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me.
I'm a slut.
I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore.
I'm a slut.
I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me.
Girl, they don't love me a bit, but they all want a piece of this dick like licorice. Come get you some, but my dick ain't no chewing gum. I always hate leaving, but I love to come. Now let me pop on your belly button, son. I'm an adrenaline rush like jumping off a cliff. And when I land, I got you laying in a bed like this. You never seen something quite like it. Keep an eye on your girl, I'm addicted to this. I'm a wolf in sheep's clothes, but I still curl toes and freak holes. And all they say is,
can I get some more?
And then I hit him with the serious.
Man, hell nah.
I'm a one night stand in a two piece band who really don't give a fuck if your man understands.
I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me.
Get that oil up in you, now you're feeling like you're no good. Even got you smoking on a little bit of backwood. Just enough to let the freak go now, to let the real party start when I'm back in her house. I love to fuck. I'm a sex addict with more moves than your mom's crap addict. I'm asthmatic, so get on top and get hot, but don't stop, cause I'm about to hop off and then I flush the rubber, just in case you wanna be a mother. And when you ask me your name and I say I forget, just remember one thing, I'm Rick James,
I'm bitch. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore.
Oversized sex drive, I'ma ride this beat like I ride them freaks. 24 hours, 7 days a week. I'm a lucky motherfucker, call me Sever Lamb. I got one on my tongue, another giving me head. I got a two belt on the side of my bed, but it's filled with a bunch of sex toys instead.
I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore. I can't fuck you anymore because you don't do nothing for me.
Alright, y'all, we back it up next. Shit, let's go a little randomness. This is Baboon Rape Party.
The Hebrew will I is more deaf, speckled than a thing. The Hebrew will I is more.
I up next, KMK, the next episode.
Motherfucking Cottonmouth King.
We from the West, motherfucker.
Da 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 da. And you know we're still blowing smoke rings.
We smoke the best, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Da 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 da.
You know who's back
it's
up in this motherfucker.
Knocked out by Big Show on Raw. So tonight on SmackDown, he comes out with a fucking neck brace and in a wheelchair.
Yep. See that? See how powerful that punch was?
But that's okay, because then I think it was either Jimmy or Jey Uso ended up fucking throwing fucking Zeb Coulter while in a fucking wheelchair at Antonio Cesaro.
Yeah.
That was definitely the best.
And that was after they almost let him roll down the ramp.
Yeah, right. I'm deciding if I want to buy this twisted candy bar or not.
This twisted candy bar.
Yes.
Why don't you just go to the show?
Oh. I would, but this is a Freight Fest 2013 candy bar.
But I got one for fucking Valentine's Day or whatever's coming up here.
Yeah, but I don't think they're coming my way.
No, I forget where it said. But they're doing a show and they have candy bars for it, though.
Let's see where the fuck is going to be at. Yeah, no idea. But I love fucking with Miss Booney. Miss Looney.
Miss Booney? Who the fuck is that?
That's the redneck version of Miss Looney.
Oh. picking on her for?
Oh, to the status up on Facebook saying, listening to my brother and my husband go back and forth on some ideas and some other classified stuff for the future. So I said, why aren't you listening to the Baboon Rape Party? She responded, because I'm not home. So I responded, saying, who says you have to be home to hear a baboon rape party?
Okay, then.
And she responds saying, me, and I said, I'm sure they have baboon rape parties in AZ. And she responds saying, I'm not a party person anymore. Well, I responded saying, obviously not a Marilyn Manson person either. Obviously. So she responds saying, so just because I'm a party person, I'm not a party person anymore, I'm not a Marilyn Manson person too.
I guess she really wasn't getting it.
I guess not.
That was like kind of like how she posted up, oh, I love my new charm. And all you could see was down her shirt.
Oh, my God. Ms. Looney, you are a nut. She goes, I have kids to take care of. Just because I'm not a party person doesn't mean I'm not a Marilyn Manson person. I'd rather take care of my kids, so don't tell me I'm not a Marilyn Manson person.
You see that? Look at that. You pissed her off now. Congrats. You pissed her off just because she don't know what's going on. Look what you did.
Yeah, she just got pissed off. That's what that was going on.
Well, I guess now would be the time to let her know what the hell you're talking about.
I did. I even said, well, Baboon Rape Party is a track by Manson. And that was her response.
Wow. See, man, she used to be cool, but now she's all sensitive.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
Like, how come her boyfriend can joke around and shit, but she can't?
Yeah, right. That's just nuts. There we go. So it's $5 for a fucking per chocolate bar, apparently.
$5 for a fucking candy bar.
Yeah. And then, man. You know, and then of course you throw in the shipping and handling, it comes to about $7.
Man, it better be a big ass fucking candy bar.
Well, let's see, it's 1.75 ounces.
Man, come on now. I'm talking like one of them big-ass fucking Hershey bars you sell on, like, Target or something.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's one of those.
It's definitely not worth $7.
It's okay. They also have a Twisted Chocolate. Buy two, get one, half off.
Man, fucking candy bar probably be melted by the time it got to you anyway.
Yeah, and for the two, it's $12.50.
Wow. But see, there are stupid people out there that will pay this, though.
This is true. I mean, I'll be honest, you know, I was actually thinking about buying one of just, you know, $5 ones, you know, just to see how that shit tastes.
Yeah, what happens if you bought it and it fucking tastes like crap?
Yeah, right? You would be screwed with the other two.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? So I guess they actually believe in their product that it's actually good.
That's funny because they have three different chocolates. They got dark chocolate, milk chocolate, and white chocolate.
Are you by chance talking into a fan or have auto-tune activated?
I do not.
Because it sure as fuck sounds like it.
Yeah, it's funny because I had to, you know, explain to Lindy that I'm picking on her.
So you're going to fix your phone. Your phone is, like, retarded.
Is that better?
There you go.
How do I sound now?
Like a moron?
Yeah, so what do you think about CM Punk getting fucking chokeslammed by Kane?
Well, see that? He called out five guys, got a sixth one, and that's the one that took him out.
Yeah.
That was a completely complete waste of time.
It was. I mean, come on, man. They could have fucking fit a final match into that fucking last bit.
Yeah, would have been nice.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Bring back Ultimate Warrior and have him face Sandow.
Man, you said that and I had no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Like, why is he saying Ultimate Warrior versus Sandow?
Because there's a chance for Ultimate Warrior might come back and have a match with a current superstar.
Why would he face Sandow?
I don't know. But I guess apparently JR said Warrior versus Sandow would be a good match.
Well, maybe.
I mean, I can't think of anybody else. I want to see Warrior face right now. Definitely not John Cena.
You can have him come back and fight Batista.
Yeah, there we go. And while we're at it, we can have him come back and injure fucking Rey Mysterio some more.
Now, was it confirmed that he's injured, or are you just saying he got injured in that match?
Obviously, because of the fact, you know, Michael mentioned the fact that Rey Mysterio looked hurt.
Man, he always looks hurt.
But it would be funny if he got injured again. He'd be like, "Yep, nope, you're out of the board. You're out of the Rumble again. You're injured."
Although it is funny that every time they talk about Rey Mysterio, they talk about how he retired JBL twice.
Yeah, right. He's like, "What the fuck?"
Like, how the hell does that happen? And nowadays, he can't even stand on his feet.
Man, how about that? Fucking back in April 26, 2012, Rey Mysterio was suspended for 60 days.
For what? Being hurt too long?
No, due to a second violation of the WWE wellness program. Smoking that weed.
No wonder he's always getting hurt.
Because he's always going to the fucking ring high. Wait until after the match, Ray.
See, he can't handle his marijuana like RVD.
Yeah, apparently not.
And like how Stone Cold always drank beer and shit, but he could still, you know, do just fine.
Yeah, right. But you do it, but he get raised some fucking like one bit of fucking weed, he's injured.
He gets more time off.
Yeah, the time off that he does not need.
He's pretty much, you know, now not getting paid for being off.
It's true. So how about the fact that last night on fucking TNA, they didn't even have the fucking cage match between fucking Angle and Bobby Roode that went to next week?
They shouldn't have that match at all because nobody cares. We've seen that too many damn times.
Yeah, we have. So apparently there's 2 weeks of fucking Genesis. Last night was the first week. Well, and then next week is the second week.
So they're having two parts to a pay-per-view?
Yeah.
How did how do they not fit shit in 2 hours?
I guess because they had too many matches.
How many matches did they have last night?
Well, there were 4 matches last night, but there's like 9 matches altogether.
I see. Well, if they take out all the talking, they'd have enough time.
It's funny because considering the fact, Genesis was fucking taped. Because I'm looking at the fucking results right now. So Sting's gone. Kurt Angle just finally beats Bobby Roode.
Jeez. Now they can stop that shit.
Austin Aries beat Chris Sabin for the exhibition title. And Chris Sabin lost Velvet Sky as well. Samoa Joe defeated Rockstar Spud, which I think we all saw that coming.
Wait. You said he lost the belt. Wasn't Austin Aries already the champion?
No. Chris Sabin ended up retaining the title. And then it was Austin Aries versus Chris Sabin for the X Division title with Velvet Sky inside a cage at ringside.
I don't understand. When did Austin Aries lose the belt?
I believe it was last week.
Because last I remember, I saw him with the damn belt.
Yeah, then he lost it. And to add to everything, Robert Sky told Chris Sabin that if Sabin lost, that she would break up with him and find somebody else.
See, wonder who that's going to be.
And again, Samoa Joe defeating Rockstar Spud, that's something that we, all saw coming.
Why is that even a match?
I have no idea. Apparently, fucking Samoa Joe wanted to fight Rockstar Spud, and Rockstar Spud gave him the match.
Wow.
Gunnar defeated James Storm in a ladder match. With Gunner's world title, Feast or Fired briefcase. And, of course, Magnus defeated Sting for the TNA World Heavyweight title. And since Sting lost, his contract was terminated. Which means Sting will probably be appearing in, the Rumble.
Hopefully.
And
they need some type of surprise entry.
Yeah, they do.
Since all the people in the Rumble pretty much suck.
Yeah, it's kind of funny though, man, because in fact, both TNA and SmackDown paid homage to Mae Young.
Wow.
So
what the hell did TNA do?
Mike Tenay just, you know, talked about her career, and then, you know, like, Taz took off his sunglasses and talked about, you know, his experience with her and stuff.
He took off his sunglasses, like, that's an important thing.
No, great. Bad News Barrett's going to be in a fucking Rumble.
What, who did you just say?
Bad News Barrett.
I thought you said Ben Barrett. I was like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, no. But it looks like Biggie Langston is going to be in the Rumble, too.
Well, there's another title not being defended.
nine plus three, that was it. 12.
So is the Big Show and Brock Lesnar going to be in the Rumble? Or are they just going to have that stupid match?
I'm hoping they'll be in the Rumble, too. Because I hope it's not just that stupid match.
I mean, because they could do both. You know, that match probably isn't going to last too long.
Exactly.
You know, Brock Lesnar is going to try to break his arm, and Big Show is going to punch him in the face and beat him.
Oh, man, what's even funny is the fact that you had Paul Heyman sitting in the middle of the ring tonight saying that the Big Show does not scare him. He is not afraid of the Big Show. Big Show comes out, fucking Paul Heyman runs and into the crowd.
He moves pretty fast for a fat guy.
He really does. And goddamn, that motherfucker can jump a wall. It's kind of nuts for a fat guy.
He kind of slid over it.
Well, either way, I don't see me being able to do that.
Come on, man. It couldn't be that hard.
Like I said, I don't see me being able to do it.
Come on, fucking Mark Henry did it.
That's true. And if Paul Heyman could do it, anybody could do it.
Yeah, Paul Heyman did it. Come on.
So when the fuck is Paige going to come back?
Well, nothing good can come from this. A white girl getting naked with a black guy in the dark.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Where the hell did that come from?
It's on this fucking show.
I'm not thinking...
Maybe they're just turning into werewolves.
Nothing good could come from this, a white girl... with a black dude in the dark. Take off their clothes. What the fuck?
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Man, that's gonna be my quote on Facebook.
And then you'll just look like a racist. Do you really want to look like a racist? We already had good old Ford earlier looking like a racist.
Well, that's because he is a racist. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying, he was like, I'm not trying to be racist, and then he went on and say something that was racist.
And we got a 618 with us. 618 with a good with us.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm gonna say it's Mumbles again, but. Yeah, you remember also last week, a couple weeks ago, my black girl, whatever, she was on there and was saying something. You gotta tell us have good sex, and yeah, we ended up doing that, but I ain't with her or whatever, but I was wondering something. I kind of got a request on something, if you could do it for a real juggalo, man. I've had a lot of stuff going down, and yeah,
Wait, man, you're saying a lot of shit at once, man. Let's slow it down.
Okay. I've had a lot of shit going on.
The last time you were here, with your girlfriend. You guys did not end up having sex, and now you're no longer with her, and now you want to hear a song.
No, we did have sex.
Oh, you did have sex.
I'm just not with her or whatever, so at first she's trying to get back with me, but I'm dealing with another issue. I might be have another girl pregnant that I was with 7 months ago, and me and her is trying to work it maybe out. I don't know, but she's a juggalo too.
Jerry.
But do you have the Vince Underground, Simple Man?
Simple Man, Havoc. It's a nice long track. Here we go.
We could do that, but you realize Underground Avengers, not Avenged Underground, right?
Yeah, the Boondocks and Buckshot, whatever.
Yeah, but you call them Avenged Underground.
Oh, I'm just kind of, I've had a lot on my mind.
Damn, dyslexia.
Yeah, sometimes. I had to take a few nerve pills earlier, so.
But I mean, we do have the song, though. We can play that for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Thinking. This life is complicated and my ship is slowly sinking. I see that loaded nine and I see that pile of pills. I'm running out of time and I'm running low on wheel. Think back upon my youth before this world determined. Into this monster here before you and whose soul is burning. Things that my mom she told me, things that my daddy showed me. And if I listen, would I be telling a different story? When it came, I tried to stop my shine. Every day's been a different grind. Got paper always on my mind. Out here on these streets every day. Lost and still trying to find my way. Got two kids, so I got to get paid. Rolling with the mom, so I got to be made. Let me tell you, this thing's wicked. In the day, and time is ticking. Ain't too many timeouts left, so I gotta play dirty if I wanna win this. And best believe before it's over, people's gonna get muddy. These streets are filthy, but that never stopped me from getting muddy.
Take advantage of me, yeah, I'm just too smart now. I've got the heart of a lion, I'll be the king, I'm not lying. And in this scene, I'm admired, but I'm just me, not a giant. I've got my faults, but I'm trying to make the right call. And be brighter than the sun before life's turning my life on.
Baby.
And we're back.
Yeah. I appreciate Gilgi, that.
Yo, no problem, man. Gilgi, you're welcome.
And one thing I was wondering, you might be able to answer the question. I don't know if you know women that well or what. Now, I've been with her for, you know, on and off for a while. But she also keeps not saying she's pregnant, but I already know that she's gained 40 pounds. Always likes me to give her back rubs and foot rubs lately, and she keeps saying she ain't started her period, but she ain't straight out said she's pregnant, but she wants me with her just like Christmas. I was with her New Year's every day pretty much. I've been with her, even staying with her and all that at times. She wants me to stay with her, but she ain't saying she is pregnant, but I think she's scared to you. Now, wouldn't you say that she is?
I wouldn't know because I dated Chewbacca.
You believe me, this girl.
You might want to find out for yourself. Take her to the doctors, man.
This girl's hot as hell. Oh man.
Because she may just be lying to you.
No, I know exactly what went on in this perfect timing and everything because I was around her for the last couple of years, and I already know her real well, I guess. I mean,
man, that don't mean shit, man. Is she actually pregnant or not?
Well, she's even not even hardly being around anybody else. She's knocking them off just so I to be with me and around me and stay with her and all that. And yeah, she knows also I help, you know, with her other kid and all that too, and he's adapted to me and all that. I don't know. Yeah, she's got a nice softball. She's got money. She's got a nice place, everything. And she's even offered about having me just move in with her. But, like, I got a place, but, you know, I don't know. I think she's definitely want me, but she's about ready to say, but I think she's almost scared to. So you have no clue, though, huh? Got you stumped, huh? Mumbles got you stumped, huh?
I don't know, man. Then you pretty much fucked, dude. You stuck with her.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, shit. Yeah, I'd like to have a laugh with her as long as it was all right. You know, she kept everything straight, yeah. But the weird thing was, I met her at a church, and she was there for other problems or whatever, but yeah.
Wait, did you just say you met her in church?
At a church, yeah. There's a church right by me, and yeah. Because the kid goes there.
Well, there's your first mistake. You met her in church.
Oh, the preacher or whatever? I know. I don't know. He knows me real well. He knows I fuck weed and everything else. Shit, he's cool with me, but I don't know what he'd say about that. Because, yeah, that's kind of weird.
Well, yeah, man, you could either stay with her or you could be an asshole and you could just dip up.
I wear my hatchet, man, my ICP shirts, everything the church wear if I go there. They don't care. That preacher, he's cool as hell. But he knows I'm a juggalo. Sometimes they call me a juggalo because I have certain women, quite a few women or whatever he's seen with me all over the place. But
the truth is,
I got a lot
God.
Of girls friends. A lot of my friends are girls, besides I do got guy friends, but I got a lot of time girl, whatever they call themselves, whatever friends. Or time boy, I mean, I'm sorry.
I feel like we should be listening to the unveiling right now.
Go for it, fuck it.
No, that's way too long for out of here.
Okay.
We'll be hating.
I was going to say, don't matter what. It's pretty good all the playing shit. But yeah, that is a weird situation on me.
Man, it's all your call, man. Ain't nothing we can do about that.
Oh, I know, man. she lives actually within the same block from me, just the other end of the street pretty much. So she even got her eyes on me even when I go out to my cars or whatever. And yeah, especially if I start my GTO, that thing is loud anyway. She hears that thing. She comes running out there. Oh, what you doing? Whatever.
You want me to go with you? She'll be running no more. She's pregnant.
Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, weird out. Shit. She even knows something you might know, but she also always wants to drive that. It's like, no, I ain't letting you drive that one. I got a 427 Corvette engine in it, all blown out and everything. She'll wreck that motherfucker in a heartbeat.
Sorry, are you saying pregnant women can't drive?
Well, I actually got a little S10 a while back just to try her out, and that was a 6-cylinder, I think, whatever. Yeah, and that thing, she fucking mowed down a fence, was sucking all kinds of shit, and it was an automatic. It wasn't even a stick. So, yeah, she needs to drive a little more. She got her license, but I don't know how.
She got her license, but I don't know how.
You know, for a minute there, I thought he was going to say, you know, that he was pregnant and driving at one time.
Maybe he was.
Yeah, she's a nutty driver, but I'm surprised she ain't got pulled over all many times, but apparently she's already gone out of that area and they don't find her. I don't know. My buddy.
Maybe she did get caught. She just don't tell you.
Well, I know also her friend did it or whatever while they were drunk, and they got busted her because her license plate fell off with part of the bumper in someone's yard, and they got that. But, yeah, no, that's... If I put her in a 6-cylinder, she's already that reckless. Put her in a 427 blown out, whatever, with the special gears in the rear end. Thing rides Willys, filled with nitrous, too. Got 2 bottles of nitrous. Shit, she would wreck that thing in a heartbeat. I already know, because she likes feet.
Did you just say she likes feet?
Yeah, well, she likes feet probably in both ways, but, you know, I try to keep away from the other shit, but... Yeah, I mean, she's been with me in my GTO, and we'd be doing about 200, 210, and she still won't go fast. And like,
oh yeah, I go, speed.
Yeah, I said speed, but yeah, she does. She does like speed, I think, anyway. But she likes speed also in the car besides the other speed.
Yeah, we could. Yeah. We thought you said that she likes speed, not speed.
Oh, okay, never mind. I got you now. Yeah.
Speaking of which, man, there's this damn chick always selling foot sessions and shit, but, like, she does them over the internet. So how does that, like, help anybody?
Yeah, what the fuck's going on with that?
Like, do you want to look at my feet?
I'm like, no.
Like, bitch, I don't want to fucking look at your feet.
I don't know about anything anymore on the internet and on TV. I mean, I've seen stuff that just people used to make up years ago, and they automatically just put a patent on it. So, buy one for $20-$40 and get a second one free. Ain't no damn money just fucking paying for both the damn things.
Wait, what are we paying for?
Those things they got on TV, like commercial shit, where they say, oh, buy one, get one free, or whatever, for the shipping, handling shit.
But what are we buying?
They got all kind. Yeah, I know. They got all kinds of junk on it.
That doesn't answer our question. What the fuck are we buying?
Well, they got the little fucking, like, hamburger stuffer and some other weird-ass shit.
What the hell?
Yeah, if I was going to do that, I could put fucking 2 pieces of fucking rubber together, fucking make a patty or whatever with a hole in the middle and stuff it fucking with fucking whatever I wanted. I fucking put weed up in that motherfucker, put put cheese in, stuff it, and bake.
Do you also have the bacon bowl?
Well, I know how to cook, but no, I'm going to say I haven't got the bacon dome, man. I'm going to say I don't know what you're talking about. Like, yeah, little bacon, little scissor thing, whatever, fucking put in your microwave.
Yahtzee.
Yeah, even though option, we have though.
Yeah, even
they
though we have a bake bowl.
They say only on TV, but you can find them at Walgreens and everything else. Like,
man, you can find all that shit everywhere, man. Like, there's certain stores that sell as seen on TV crap.
I know. That's what I mean. They're lying on that shit, and they're just trying to sell whatever they can and get that shipping handling, too. $7 an item, shipping handling, usually, or more. Well, I got to do something like that on my vaporizer because my heating coil went out. Around here, they got all these shitty coils, which I've been spending money on. They ain't worth the shit. And the coil's only fucking $3 or whatever online, but they want $8 shipping and handling. So it's like, well, fuck. I think I'm going to have to do that because I'm tired of wasting money on these other ones. I need my right fucking heating coil for my shit.
Sure.
Yeah. What, you probably don't know about those vaporizers, do you?
But I have no idea how you talk about in the first place.
You press the button and lights up whatever, and you put your tobacco product or whatever in it, and it automatically lights.
Yes, Pogleka, we know.
Yeah, okay. Well, it also works with weed wax and everything else, hash and all. But I like my super dome.
Usually those things are for sick people.
Yeah. Actually, I got cancer cells right now, and I had that beat a while back, and they came back, and yeah, I got tests back the other day about my cancer cells might be back, so I got to go for more testing and other stuff. I had a couple years ago, and then all of a sudden I did, it's called hemp, Rick Simpson's hemp oil. And you do it for 3 months, and it really does cure cancer. It might cost a little to make it, but I know how to make it, and it was cured. But then now I came back, and that was like 2-3 years I couldn't find it. But,
oh, yeah,
cancer runs in my family, though.
By the way, Ghetto, you're welcome.
Why do you keep saying you're welcome?
Because I put on your wall a quote from Ghetto G. Well, nothing good can come from this. A white girl taking off her clothes in the door for the black dude.
Shit. Some black girls are pretty beautiful. I got a few, just like the one that was calling, or they called and was talking in.
No, man. We're not talking about black chicks. We're talking about black dudes.
Oh, no, yeah, that's different. I don't see no black dude shit. I'm straight.
Well, we sure hope so, since you got a chick pregnant and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I believe this will be actually probably my, well, as whatever known, it'd be my second kid, but I actually probably got 5 out there. And I stay in touch with them all. But it's just a couple of them, the women were married at the time, and even the blood test came back as mine. So.
The results are in.
Yeah. I did my little playing days, but now I'm ready to settle down, really. I mean, I had my time. I mean, shit, I'm ready to settle down, actually. I think I'm through with that little player life shit, whatever. I mean, yeah, I still might do other stuff on the side, but not, you know, make money, I'm talking wise, but shit, I ain't going to be doing a lot of other shit. I'm ready to settle down and have a life. Still go to my fucking shows and everything else and all that, too, but.
So, what are we going to listen to now?
Good question.
Hmm.
should we listen to now?
Do you got My Homie's Baby Mama?
Yeah, that's a good one. Or if you ain't got that, what about that? I can't remember what the name of the song is, but I also just got out something by SCP about getting out of jail.
First Day Out?
Yeah, that's it. They got two versions, but yeah, it's whichever one.
You do have my homie's baby mama.
Let's play that.
Yeah, play that. Yeah, play that.
I don't know. She ain't even looking that good.
Kind of fat.
Even so, I think I'd probably fuck her if I could.
Like that. Kind of fat. Like that.
It's just something.
Something.
About the way her titties swing around.
Boing, 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 boing.
Wiping poo-poo out that baby butt.
Oh, yeah.
Think I wanna.
You wanna fuck my girl? Man, we raising a baby together.
I know.
That's some bull motherfucking shit.
I got coupons, bitch. $1.50 off in Chuck E. Cheese. Hippos, nobody hippos. Got your Similac formula.
Whatever.
Just baby, fuck me, please. Those bunch of TV people. Goo gaga.
Gaga.
I make your baby laugh.
Don't you like the way my honey face looks?
Baby, that's why I'm telling you about him cheating on you. I ain't even like that. Come here, let
watching
me hold
Jerry Springer fuck every day. Your baby rolling through a joint. I told you if you let me hit it, I'd take you both to Cedar Point.
But the net wasn't all that, so forget
rubber binkies.
Yeah, Gil G, stand up.
I ain't heard that song in a while. That was pretty cool. But, yeah.
Well, you come up on here, you'll be hearing a lot, bud.
Hey, and also down in Tennessee, when I went down there recently, I actually got a bunch of those country where people actually now listening to all the ICP stuff and all that. That actually hit pretty big.
So you brought us more redneck.
Well, somewhat, but yeah. Some of them ain't exactly all rednecks, but yeah. We got our own little places, but yeah, because down there we got able to make stuff, whatever, at the barn, behind the barn, so. Benny Shine's pretty good and all that, so.
Who kicked Billy Bubba's ass? I do.
just like Big Schmo, that's my buddy, whatever. Yeah, even says, even on the video, he's chopping off chicken heads. Let's go chicken head chopping. And, yeah, he's a part thug of all. He's also a hick. Big Schmo. Big B-I-G-S-M-O.
I think Gilgis is enjoying saying, bitch, he's a hoe.
No, I was just singing, like, all the redneck songs.
Yeah, just because of the fact.
These ain't rednecks. These are like hip hop, kind of like little country, but mainly hip hop kind of like stuff. And
what?
It's not just country like shit. You know, it's more than just no country. It's actually got some hip hop shit and major bass in it. No,
country hip hop.
Shit.
Well, yeah, we're not talking about Mushan Bandits, man. We're talking about the people you found down, you know, in Tennessee.
There you go. What's here? Some what's it? Super goggles.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But actually, that's the only track Gil G ever requests.
That
one's
the only one I like.
They got better ones. Yeah, see, Moonshine Bandits, yeah, see, they're on there, but yeah, that's who the same people I deal with, same, they're all together, like, yeah, the same people I deal with, and ain't, that's like country rap right there, Moonshine Bandit. Because they've got Big B up in it, or Brian Mahoney, whatever you want to call him, I know him about Brian, but he actually came to the hospital, whatever, whenever I was in there this last August from a seizure, which I didn't even know fucking I had. And woke up, and all of a sudden I couldn't find nobody or nothing. All of a sudden he came in. I was like, wow. But it was for help, record release party on Bulls Gold.
So Gilgis, wake up.
You know what? You going to play that song or what?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Play it right.
What you do, bartender? What you do to my bottle? This was a room for the twos, now they all look like supermodels. I'm so Jimmy, super fly, super goggles, super eyes, super Google, hold me down, let's go take another crown, DJ, send that record now, Rangers, save me one more round, take it for me, take it for the team, 48, she looks 18, her body gyrates, create a scene, or I might just be seeing things, I don't know what I don't mean, goggles are confusing me, models are seducing me, fuck yeah, now you're losing me.
Brown hair when I walk or she might be a seven. I don't know, but I feel like I'm begging. If she wanna go, then I know it's best. And if she wanna roll, then we roll to the west. And I woke up in the morning and I learned my lesson. Take a Meister kryptonite, let my bottle hypnotize. I'm so Jimmy, super fly, super goggle, super fly.
What you do, what you do, bartender, what you do to my body?
Does represent ICP. Try Big Smo, BIGSMO, and kicking it or kicking it in Tennessee. I bet you'll like that, and it does represent ICP. You'll hear it in it.
All right, I'll check that out later.
Huh?
I'll check it out later.
Somebody did something to Havoc's bottle too, man. He ended up with Chewbacca.
The gentleman, how about the fact WWE's going to be releasing a new DVD March 18th?
Oh, yeah. What is it this time?
Signature Sounds, the music of WWE.
Why is that going to be a DVD?
Because I think what it is, like, it's going to have scenes of the superstars along with their music video.
Well, that could be interesting.
Hell yeah.
Now, are we talking, like, old music or the new music?
Don't know yet.
Because if it's the new music, man, that music is just... songs.
I guess Sergeant Slaughter's on there.
Which one?
The Marine Corps and from the early 80s.
Okay, so they got old people on there. How about that? See that?
Yeah, and this game looks like it'll be about 25 tracks altogether.
So 25 videos.
Well, this thing says 25 tracks.
Well, if it's a DVD, I sure hope they have, like, the video, you know, the Titantron and whatnot.
I hope so, too.
Because if it's just music, they should just put it out on a CD.
There's also going to be like interview with Jim Johnson as well.
So you can answer my question of the picture I posted up yesterday of I was going through my wrestling guys, and I came across this tag team of these people in, like, berets and, like, green T-shirts, and I had no idea who the fuck they were.
Let me go find that picture. Well, as soon as I get past Dawn Avril.
Yeah, what are pussy hair showing on here?
That's fine by me. I mean, at least we know her fucking pussy in like fucking Chewbacca.
Nope, just a landing strip.
Hey, can you listen to this for like 30 seconds and then you'll hear a part of it? Is that cool? What I was talking about?
If we must.
All right. Okay, did you hear that about going chicken hunting?
All right, that's about all I heard.
Okay, well, there's more to it, but I'll just let you know, it ain't just country stuff, but, yes, there's more to it. It's just I was just playing that little part of a iPod down low. I didn't want to, blast out or something. But, yeah, actually, there is a few of them down there, and that's, I got a half-brother, and he's in all the big bands and all that shit down there.
Well, where's the other half of them?
Actually, you ever heard the Georgia Boys or anything like that? That's actually the part that he's Moxon Creek. That's actually my brother and him and
you say
name,
Dawson's Creek.
Moxon Creek.
Oh.
Otherwise, he goes by Charlie Bonnet III. But
did you just have a stutter there?
No, I don't know if I did or not.
I thought that was the dude's name. You just have to say it like that.
Well, he also goes by CP3 and all that. Some people know him by a different name. But
EC3?
Chuck. Yeah, CP3. Yeah. Stands for Charlie Bynum the Third.
Oh. We got another third person.
Well, yep. He was adopted in the name. That's what gave him. Otherwise, he actually, his real last name, same as mine. That's the long one, Presidus.
So his last name is Hepatitis.
Yeah. I know. That's what I mean. Oh, I had trouble all through school. Everything else, because it always.
Oh, you're not kidding. That really is his name.
I know. I'm like, man, it's a weird name. And I thought I had a weird one. That girl that's supposed to be made pregnant, she's got even a longer weird last name. I'm like, holy shit, I never heard of it. It was like Kinga Hinga the Fire or something. I'm like, what the?
Oh, what was that?
Fire, what? Hinga.
I'm like, Kinga Hinga. No shit.
Yeah, what kind of person
American
is that?
And everything She got actually real pretty, like reddish blonde hair and everything. She's full American, but yeah, got that weird last name.
You had a different that weird last name. Kingalinga.
I know. And yeah, I had problems spelling it big time, but yeah, I got used to that one. But yeah, she wrote it down for me, and I'm like, what the hell is this? Whatever. I can't even hardly say it. I thought mine was bad. Yeah. Hers is long, and it's hard to even say. It's a long, weird one. I never heard of it. But yeah, my last name ain't very good, or pretty much anywhere in the United States, because I guess a lot of my family have a bad record on that side. And on the other side, I got cops and preachers, and most of them are cops and preachers on that side. The other side, yeah, they're known for being murderers, taking care of things, but we're usually murdered, but selling drugs, something. I'm like, yeah, I'm the only one without a rat sheet. I got a few charges, but nothing major. I never had to spend no time, so for like a week in jail. Well, a couple of
times a week in jail than that much. That was also for, like, racing on the fucking street.
Yeah, you lost me. I'm still trying to figure out who the hell those motherfuckers are.
See? You don't even know who they are.
No, you're talking to him. Yeah, no clue.
Man, I was looking through that shit, man. I found a few people, and I was like, who the fuck are these people? Apparently they were somebody back in the day.
Yeah, and they're still actually someone now, too. And they're just coming out with actually more stuff, and we just...
What are you talking about?
Get back, and they all got back together and kicked that shit off.
I think he's talking about what...
It's money, man. It's money big time, man. You don't believe. Especially down here at Pops. I'm fixing to have them play there. Man, I get fucking easy.
We're never on the same page.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I ain't laughing, but yeah.
Can you try to follow with her, man? Like, I'm on one thing and you're like on a completely different thing.
I thought you were saying something about the country people not finding them, and then I'm saying, yeah, believe me, they did stuff a while back.
I thought we were done talking about that.
Okay, I thought you were just referring to that. I'm sorry, my mistake.
No, I was talking about these wrestling guys that have no idea who they were, and Havoc is trying to figure out who they are.
I was trying to remember who the one that was, he wore like a flag, and he was supposed to be fucking his sister when he came out to wrestle at the stage, usually. And that was the ICP, and I can't remember his name or shit. I think he ended up quitting or something. But, yeah, he had a bond come out with him.
Well, it came out with a flag.
Yeah, he had a flag or something like that.
Do you know how many motherfucking wrestlers come out with a flag nowadays?
Yeah.
Well, I remember also in 2010, down here at the Happy Days tour at Pops, that's when he also was out there. Then I didn't see him for a while, then I seen him a little bit, like newer stuff, but then he was gone again, so I didn't know if he was actually gone for good. He wasn't very good anyway.
We still don't know who the hell you're talking about.
Shit. He always said, when he came out, he always said this was his sister, and that was the one that he'd screw whatever or something. I don't know. It was the ICP stage or whatever right there for the concert when they had all the other wrestlers.
And he was screwing his sister?
That's what he always kept saying. And he wore like a cape, or she wore like a cape or something, and they're like supposed to be like superhero dressed up at first, and then they were doing that wrestling shit.
Yeah, no idea. You lost me.
But yeah, I don't know. That's why I was hoping they'd get some better wrestlers than him up in there. I don't know if he was still in there or what. I can't remember his name. I was trying to remember it the other day, though, but I was like, man, I can't remember that dumb dude's name.
Do you remember what brand was WCW, ECW, WWE?
I'm not for sure which one it was. I know it was right next to the stage. They had it going whatever, right before the show, and it was all the ICP or wrestler stuff. Do they even have your Vampiro and all that out there?
OG, your turn.
Yeah, so how do you feel about them remaking RoboCop?
Shit. I didn't know they even were.
Yeah, I saw that it's coming out in February, and I was like, We've already fucking seen this movie.
That's what I was going to say. It's been out many times, like years ago, but...
There was no reason to remake this movie, you motherfucking assholes.
And I bet you it cost millions on top of it. Just
Come
up with something original.
And there was no reason to put L. Jackson in the movie either.
Yeah.
Did you say Samuel L. Jackson's in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah, they paid him really good for that part, too, so that cost more for the movie. So, yeah, they made a big-ass thing, whatever, and... Probably won't bring in what they actually probably made because
tired of these motherfucking.
I think it's been washed up, whatever you call it.
Now we get all quiet as I watch NXT.
Man, I believe he was talking, Havoc, you rude bitch.
Oh, I had no idea what the hell he was talking about, so I just started watching.
Shit, I don't know. I don't even listen to you guys at first. I don't think it's up to you, but...
Well, maybe Mumbles wants to hear another song, then.
Yeah, well, already, I'll bring clip personality to the show.
What? You're
gonna
what?
I'm gonna bring Gil G's best friend to the show.
Oh, great.
Mr. Split Personality.
So, Mumbles, what would you like to hear?
I don't know. Also, if you want to just play that, also, just got out or whatever.
You got first day out on the soundboard, haven't
you? Let's see here.
Yeah. I forget which part one or part two is better, but whichever one.
I believe there's only one of those.
No, there is two. I guarantee you.
Yeah, there might be two of them.
I know there is. I got both of them. One's the older version and one's the newer version.
Because one's by Twisted, and what's the other one?
No, they're both by ICP, the ones I got. Twisted's a feature in, I think, one of them. But no, there is.
Twisted always performs at their concerts and shit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I see Twisted all the time. For the last couple of years, maybe last year they played where. I know down here, even they made like one of the biggest things at Pops right for. I guess they ended all psychopathic shit, but it's still top of the line stuff and all that. And I got great pictures that I got done from there.
Oh, here we go.
Well, they let the gate up, so I bow. It's been 6 months, pick me up from the county jail. With a smart mouth, I pay my dues. Steel footed, wore blankets and rubber shoes. But I ain't nagging. Here comes the fella, I can hear the muffler dragging. Ain't been in the car long, and the fake up, it's almost gone. My nuts are kinda hard, so I need a mate. So my homeboy cousin set me up with a blind date. The bus don't ride your street. We're gonna eat at Mexican Village. Take a cab and I'll pay the tab. And when she showed up, well, I'll be down. Left my wallet at home on the TV stand. Have to pay him for dinner too.
The knot in my sock, it don't fit you.
She's all pretty up for nothing. I'm smelling like shit and my chin is scruffing. And I'm chewing on my food like a pit bull. Cause I won't front for the hoe. Suck my face in the bowl of soup and just sucked it all up through my missing tooth. The bitch jumped up with a boom.
I have to fix my hair
and broke to the bathroom. She got the tab, so I go for mine and order up some 52 bitches wine. Hey Louie, bring a fucking steak with
on, pop. You see me selling rocks on Burner and Springwell. Matter of fact, I think I sold to that fat bitch in the kitchen. Your dad's really cool, sweetheart. I mean, Tim, let me use his car. And he swept me a 50. Violent J's kinda nifty. If I'd have hit, you'd have been home free. But now you're coming home with me. Dad, I got a bitch in the bedroom. Take your ass to the bar, don't come home soon. Now the drug was known to smack hoes, but I need the shot too, so I switch to the Mac mode.
My woman, you know I love you, so why don't you just let me fuck you? Now bitch, I know you's a freak, so let me get a little kiss on your cheek, and a fuck to go with that. Come on nympho, let me hit that. Tell you what, you let me stick it. And I got a leftover piece of chicken for you. You little sewer skank. You nasty little pipe smoking, sex chasing hoe. And that was that. A little smooth talking, she was on her back. And I'm finally sticking. Dump ya. And I'm keeping my chicken. You never guess what? My first day out. And I caught my nerve.
Yeah, I got drenched by them. I got fucking feathered by them. Fucking
some other stuff, graffiti. I mean, I've basically tarred, feathered, Faygo and everything quite a few times because I was right in the front row and also behind there where the security guards were taking pictures. Because sometimes I take pictures or whatever, and then I can hand it to actually the place they're playing at. They pay me for it. They use them for their little magazine or whatever else they're putting up on the web. Because Twiggy's using it too. I don't know if you know who that is.
Yeah, no idea.
Yeah. But, all right, I'm going to get off here for now.
Thanks,
though, for doing that, man.
No problem,
man. Have
fun, man.
One more thing. Just check out the Nidra, Love, whatever. Today's her birthday, so checking that out. So, all right. Nidra Love, that black one that was on there a while back.
Oh, yeah, shout out to her, man.
Yeah.
Have some more water.
We don't know who the hell she is.
Well, that's the one I actually got out there. She said, finally have to take a K or something because she was like, I'm trying to learn about whoever his white nature and he's learning about my black nature or something or cultivation.
What did you just say about the KKK?
That's what you guys said after we got off the air because I listened to it afterwards.
What the fuck were we saying? We could have said a lot of things.
I have no idea.
I
didn't let her hear that, but I was laughing my ass off. I'm like, oh, I ain't no KKK or something, but you said something like KKK
well,
and something else.
That does sound like some fucked up shit we would say, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, she was pretty drunk that night, and she was on here, and yeah, she was going, and yeah. Because she wanted to learn about, the black culture and the white culture and all this. She kept saying, because he's white and I'm black, all those shows. So.
Yeah, well, you go have fun, man.
Yeah, all right.
But you love UKK.
It's time for a Klan rally anyway, so.
Yeah, I ain't no KKK.
All right, man. Peace.
Peace out, man. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Exhale.
Ghetto G, your cocktail name is Brainiac Snot.
My cocktail name?
Yep.
What the hell, man?
Hey, yours sounds better than mine. Mine is rat's nipple.
Rat's nipple, huh?
Yep.
That doesn't even sound appealing. What the hell?
Fuck if I know.
So where's my best friend at exactly?
I don't know. He's not even online.
Oh no. He might be dead.
Yeah, maybe one of his three personalities killed him.
Wouldn't that be something? How would that go down? Like, what would that be classified under?
I don't even know.
Would that be suicide? Homicide?
I don't know.
Like, say somebody's with you, and, then one of your other personalities comes out, and then you end up killing yourself. Man, what would that be? Because, you know, if you just did it alone, then nobody would have any idea.
Ugh.
No idea. That would be something interesting, though. Death
yeah.
by stealth. And no, it's not under suicide.
Put that in your Google search bar and Google it.
Man, I just might.
Yeah, look, there's Christopher Daniels on the Tostitos commercial.
Why is Christopher Daniels on a Tostitos commercial?
No, it's not really him. It was just some bald guy and looking all gay.
That works. Yeah, I had no idea what the fuck that fool was talking about through the entire fucking show.
Nope. No idea.
I mean, come on, man. He kept jumping from fucking combo to combo. And every time he was talking about something, he would throw something else into it.
Yeah, sir, that's why I really didn't say anything. And then I went into something else.
Yeah, that's the reason why I kept going to fucking NXT.
Well, no, came on here talking about fucking four things at once off the bat. Like, God
yeah.
damn, man.
Yeah, he scares me.
He scares you. I think he scares himself.
Wouldn't surprise me.
So, did you get any snow today?
No.
Man, it was all clear here, and then it started snowing a little bit, then it completely stopped, and then boom, it just started pouring down.
Yeah, I didn't see any snow.
Then I was going to go somewhere, but I looked outside, I was like, God damn, I don't want to fucking drive in this shit.
Yeah, that's probably one of the good things about me not having to drive. So I ain't got to worry about the fucking snow.
No, but you're going to walk in it.
Nah. Well, if it's really bad, shit, I don't even bother going to work.
Well, how do you get to work? Anyway.
Oh,
I thought you took the bus.
Nope, mom drives me.
Well, when you talking about you need to find a ride, man, what the hell does that mean? Does somebody come pick you up?
Yeah. Either that or usually I just end up waking my fucking cousin up and having her bring me.
Oh, she has a car.
Yeah.
Oh. She never has anything else.
This is true.
Like, what she come to you for? She came to you for, what was it, like a something to cook with? She needed
yep.
to take a shower. She needed some cigarettes.
Yeah.
But she has a core. Huh.
Yeah, she does. I don't know. She's kind of weird.
You think? Oh, no, that chick is bleeding black blood.
Wait, who's bleeding black blood?
this chick on Helix.
Ah. But I swear, fucking the movie people must be fucking running out of ideas. Because now you got devils deal with what looks like an attempt to fucking recreate the Omen. Behind with fucking paranormal activity.
Yeah. I thought it looked a lot like the paranormal activity.
Yeah, but like I don't know. It's like they're trying to fucking combine paranormal activity into the Omen. Like, what the fuck?
But they already remade the Omen.
Oh, yeah, they did, but, still.
Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of looks stupid.
It does.
I don't know. Movies are just not entertaining anymore.
And they haven't been entertaining in forever now.
Well, sometimes you find a good movie.
Yeah, you do.
But it's terrible whenever a good movie ends up being a cartoon movie.
I mean, it's just funny because, like, let's see, they can have come, like you said, like, you know, nowadays, the good movies are cartoon movies.
Yeah, like, it's strange. It's just cartoon movies turn out better than actual movies.
Yeah. Which makes you wonder how fucking the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie's going to turn out.
Just imagine.
I mean, the only good thing about that is it's going to have Megan Fox.
Well, yeah, that's a plus. Well, they already ruined Ninja Turtles once.
Rude, so, they did.
So, I mean, it can only get better, right?
You think?
Hope so, anyway.
I mean, half the motherfuckers that are going to be a part of this movie, I don't even know who the fuck they are. I mean, she's the only one I know.
Vanilla Ice is going to be in there again.
Like, Noel, sure. I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Who?
Some nigga named fucking Noel Fisher. Don't know. Okay, well, apparently he was a part of a few movies. Looks like he was a part of Final Destination 2, Agent Cody Banks, Battle Los Angeles, Twilight, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
I see.
Yeah.
Do all these fucking shows have to do with werewolves?
Apparently so.
Because the past three shows that have been on have fucking werewolves on them.
Yeah.
fucking sci-fi yeah. channel. The werewolf's gonna eat the goat. Oh, look, they're trying to make werewolves scary again.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
At least this one isn't trying to have sex with you.
True.
Or it could be a funny werewolf like the one from the movie Cursed. Flicking people off and shit.
I don't want to keep going to my into my fucking wish list, motherfucker.
Okay.
Let's see, is this game ready yet? Probably not.
What game's that?
Tekken Revolution.
What do you mean it's not ready yet?
I'm waiting for it to finish installing or downloading because I didn't bother fucking doing the installation.
Oh, yeah, that would help.
Well, I wasn't really all that thrilled to play yet, so.
You don't seem too thrilled about any of the games you play.
No, there's a few. Star Wars is dope. Like, I love my fucking WWE game.
Oh, come on, man. Everybody likes the WWE games. So.
I love Deadpool.
Oh, we found a game that Havoc likes. That he's actually still has.
Yeah. I'll probably get Bioshock here soon, so I'll check that out.
So I take it those ninja games weren't that great.
Not really.
Since you were so excited to play them, but then traded.
Yeah, all that. Three MP3s. And should probably know. Like, why do people decide to make fucking music pages and they don't have music? And they're probably not even an artist.
Same reason young girls have like pages, just because they're young girls. Come like my page. Bitch, what the fuck do you do? Why do you need a page?
Hey, because this chick fucking Samantha Leap decided to make a fucking music page up on Facebook. And she's not even an artist.
I see.
Yeah, apparently, the way she puts it is, feel free to drop a track. I'm not shy to, I'll tell you what I think.
Well, apparently it's an opinion page.
Yeah. An opinion page where she decided to set up a fucking Reverb account.
What the hell do you need a Reverb for?
I don't fucking know.
If you don't make music.
I don't know. This bitch is fucking nuts.
That's like Victoria. She has a reverb page. Except she has songs of her, I don't know, whatever he is now, ex-boyfriend's music up here, and I think she may had one of my songs up here.
What the fuck? What are people going to realize? If you can make a reverb page as an artist, actually be an artist and make your own tracks.
Yeah, that would be nice.
People are stupid.
You're just now realizing this.
No, I've known this. But, come on, these people are making music pages for themselves. They're not even artists. What the fuck is the matter with these people?
It's the internet.
Well, yeah.
Do you want it to make sense?
It would be nice.
Good luck with that.
This game has an autosave feature, and this game better not suck.
That's how I felt about that Street Fighter versus Tekken game. I was like, this game fucking sucks.
Tekken Revolution. It's gonna probably suck. Blah, 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 blah. Sure. Do you agree to the terms? Yes.
Jeez. I'm not even quite sure what the hell this show is about. But so far I've seen, like, half-naked bitches and then people having sex and a random werewolf.
Enough, enough with the fucking pop-up things.
How do you get arcade pop-up things on a video game?
Yeah, arcade coins, battle coins. Ah. Let me guess, it's the white chick taking off her clothes with the black dude in the dark.
No, this is a different show, man. This time around, it was a white chick and a white dude. But this chick right here, standing in a towel, was like, I don't know, some foreign type chick.
Huh?
Get ready for the next battle. I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. Sounds like it.
What's the rest of the fucking... Ah, there we go. I think I'm starting to finally figure out the damn command list about this shit. What game's not that bad?
What exactly are you fucking doing?
Fighting.
Man, it sounds like you're just breaking boxes or something. So are you winning?
I think so.
You think so?
Return to main menu. How many coins do I have?
One.
For a limited time, when you use a Smokin ticket, premium coin, or a premium ticket, you'll be able to fight Mukajin and some.
Yay.
Well, since I'm already used to using this, Big Titty Bitch, I'll go with her.
Big Titty Bitches.
Get ready for the next battle.
Get ready for the next battle. Asuka versus Law.
Law's gonna kick your ass.
Come and get some. I dare you.
Man, why is that bitch... Yeah, I won.
Man, it sounded like you lost.
Nah, I won.
Yeah.
Level up? Yeah.
Well, that was easy enough.
Africa versus Jack Six. Look, I earned
a trophy. Yay.
Yeah, this motherfucker just got his ass kicked by a chick with big titties. Asuka versus Devil Jin. I think I'm gonna go play this game and have some fun.
All right, boss.